Hi, my name is Sandy Scott, and thank you for listening to my show, or I should say podcast, called What We Miss. Situations in which affect our lives, in which we ignore or don't even recognize, but do lead to something bigger. Today's subject today is actually going to be called the Law of Attraction. Now, the Law of Attraction, people, is basically, it is a theory of, good vibes, visioning things, basically, how your attitude is how you are perceived and taken in. It's not to be mistaken for the power of positive thinking. It is based on that we as human beings create vibrations, that our thoughts and feelings create vibrations to which other beings, as such as humans, plants, environment, can even pick up. And with these thought patterns and vibrations, we can either create happiness, we can either create a sort of controlling of situations just through our thoughts. Almost like, basically it's described as almost like telepathy, but without words. So it's not communication with words to one person to another person. It's that we send out vibrations with just our thoughts. So the second part of Law of Attraction is visualization. So you must visualize, your success or whatever it is that you're wanting. And whatever you visualize, because you are wanting it badly and visualizing it, that it will find you. Sounds kind of good, I guess. Thirdly, it is, once again, like I said, the controlling of the environment. Now, I found this is the sum up, by the way, everybody. What I found was, is, it almost baffled me in a way. The only thing I really found interesting was the vibrations part of the mind. Basically you can communicate, and they do use the word telepathy, to other people, but just the pure thoughts that you're thinking, and that person will pick up those thoughts. Now, in a way, this is kind of interesting because, I mean, is it really the thoughts that they're picking up, or is it just natural human reactions from their past experiences in which they're using to actually communicate back and know the situation? Now, here's the thing, isn't this almost just kind of common knowledge? I mean, if we can actually pick up situations and, everybody, I know you know what I'm talking about. When you could just feel the vibe of a room, when you could just meet a person and just know, that's not the kind of person that I'm going to be around, or, you know that a situation's about to turn bad. Just by picking up the cues of the environment and the small things going on around you, just from either past experience, or hey, maybe you are picking up those vibes and those vibrations. Now, here's the thing that gets me, is this has been widely used as success for life, as the basics of success for life. And it's not even, to me, it's not even really telling me anything other than common sense of what we all know. We all know how to be successful. You can't say that you don't, because you're just not doing it is the problem. Now, that's where we come into what I would like to hear from you all, is what are your feelings on what I would like to say a lot of these self-help books, these ebooks as well, how to get your life successful, how to become rich. I mean, I have read many of them, and they all seem redundant. They all seem repetitive. I mean, the basic things, people tell me about one that's an instructional book of what to do with how I can get motivated to actually use these common, I guess, common sense or common knowledge things to be successful. Because, you know, if it's so common and we all know it, then how come we all aren't where we want to be? What is stopping you? What is stopping me? What is stopping any of us from using this? Could it be a subconscious actual decision that's underlying the conscious decision that's keeping us from making the right decision? And you all know what I mean by that. And if you don't, let me go ahead and break it down for you. You want a baseball. You know that you have to save up money for this baseball. And for some odd reason, every time you get enough money for that baseball, for some odd reason, you go ahead and you go to the arcade, knowing that you want the baseball. So please leave me a message. Let me know what's going on and tell me, what am I missing?
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.